Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schos for Rachel Bas Gula, Esther Bela Bas Risvara, Chai Aviva Bas Shein Lomirim, Leister Bas Frimit, Lebracha Bat, Tzilacha Bochol Maaseh Yedeyem. We're going to be learning Maimer Lamed Hey in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur. Vidui is Ma'akev Tshuva, and the Chiddush in the Din Vidui is that even though other Chalkei Tshuva that are Ma'akev, their Kiyum is Belev, Charatul Kiyum is Belev, Kabbalah Kiyum is Belev, nevertheless, somebody who is Misvad Belev didn't do anything. So you can have other parts of tshuva that are belayv, not vidui. Upshita, that we're not coming to be derish time of the kra, we just want to draw the light of the soul in the mahalach of darkei hatshuva, of vidui being bipeh. And the basis for our words are the Divrei Gemara b'Sanhedrin, Kol Zavech Yitzro, Mitzvad Olav, Reu Kilu Kibdo, Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Bolam Hazeh, Bolam Hav. Somebody's Mitzvad kills his Yetzer and confesses. It's like he was Mechaber Lakodesh Baruch Hu in this world, in the next world, Zovech Toda, Yechabdanani, a double, two nuns, Yechabdanani. Bolam Hazeh, Bolam Hav, Zovech, if a person Zovech is Yetzer and he's Mitzvadeh, then he's Mechaber Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Bolam Hazeh, Bolam Hav. Look in the Maral and Nativ Koach HaYetzer, Nativ HaTshuva, the Divrei Torah, Hem Kefatish Yefoytzeitz Sela. It can go in many, many, many different directions. And here is one nitzotz, one spark that's going to come from the hammer of the Divrei Chachamim, which is going to turn into a big flame in this mimer. So we have to go and repeat the parsha that was already established in our Beis Medrash. In the Matbea Hadeos Shel Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that the Shir of Tshuva is Ad Shiyodol Abidea Talumas Shel Shivod Lekisla Kisloyoid, that the Yodea Talumais, that those God who knows secrets has to testify about you, that you will not return to your evil deeds. V'nikba Lano Bezeh Hadea, and it was established with this Dea, Ki Mekule Ad Tshuva Shanu Kan. So we think it's a Kul of Tshuva. Shari b'chola Torah Amina, normally we say that if a person's yoshev over aveira, if a person sits and he wasn't over an aveira, he gets a schar ka'osa mitzvah. But that's only if a dvar aveira came liyado v'nitzol mimena. And Rabbeinu Yonah explained that he gets a schar ka'makabal mitzvah, the mitzvah says of Yiras Shemayim. And that's why he was parish men aveira, he said Yiras Shemayim. So we see from this that even though Mrs. Yiras Shemayim is included in the mitzvahs of Chovas Halavavos, and the Yikar Kiyum is Belev, nevertheless, there's a Tanai in the Schar of this mitzvah that it should come, Lidei Kiyum shall befall Mamish. And it's clear that if a person, that the Yodea Talumos would be made, Sheyesh Belibo Shir Sheyiras Shemayim, that he's going to be Poresh Meosa Aveira, God knows. And nevertheless, we say that that Eidus of the Yodea Talumos doesn't create the Shlemus of the Kiyum mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim because he's lacking the befall Mamish. And we don't say that since the Yiras Shemayim is Chavis Halev, Memela, the practical fulfillment of this Yiras Shemayim is not Taifes any Makom, and the Kiyum Befoil Mamish is not Moisif anything to this mitzvah. Because as long as there's the Odea, the Eidus of the Odea Talumos, that in this person his heart is filled with Yiras Shemayim, there's Shlemus Kiyum Ayira, and there's no room to add Shlemus, because the parish of Shlemus is that there's no room for Hosafa. We don't say this. It's Mefurish in the Gemara Lehefech, it's Dafik Udvar Dvar Ve'er Liyodo Yeschak Oysa Mitzvah. V'loya Zeucha Boysa Yeschak, just with the Eidus of the Dea Talumos, that his Lev is Mala Yiras Shemayim, and he would be Parish Menaveru if he'd be Baliyodo. And that's Stam. And we're not judging a Baal Tshuva like this. So writes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ikar HaChasar, V'kasher yachlif koach ha-yira daikibush b'koach ha-zes yitzro, u'misas mishalo ba'otzem ha-taiva, lo b'ichin libus yodea, v'notzer nafsho u'yovin, kim yovo lidei nisayun, v'yagia liyodo kinyan harishon, yatzil as nafsho miyad yitzro. V'enu lufnei Hashem, v'madregel yoyna min ha-tshuva, ad kam l'shonosh Rabbeinu Yonah, that he says that when a person has this such great yira that the Berchen Libos is Yodea, that if he would come to an Isayon, he would be successful. That's the Madregel Yona of Tshuva, Vehemem Divrei Rambam, who is Kovea Shira Tshuva Lefia Madregel Shaleiduso Shal Yodea Talumos Shal Yoshuv Lekislo. So Einenu Aros is Lashonu Azol Shabbeinu Yona, that the whole inyan of the tshuva and slicha is the havan of the bochen libos v'idiyaso shel notzer nafsho v'iduso shel yodea talumos v'heim eim advarim she'amarnu, that it's mikule tshuva. It's not mechomre tshuva that, oh, even God has to know that you're not going to do this aveira. It's a kula also, because it's saying that you, it doesn't have to bo l'chlal ma'isa. Just God testifies that you have the power to control yourself. That's already enough. That's considered tshuva. Sha'ar mitzvahs of Chovis Halavavos, the Eidus of the Idea Talumos, is not enough. There has to be a Avoida Masis, Vemuchashis. Look in the Ma'aral, in the Sifat Shuvim, Perakimel, the Ramasul Haychidami. But here, when it comes to Tshuva, it's enough that the Idea Talumos is made. But elsewhere we find that it has to come l'idei ma'isa, right? Like the Rabbeinu Yonah says that you get tzchak osa mitzvah when you were poreish min avera before. Now in the mahalach of the kitchuk of the sudden, we have a whole parak in Iyov that the kitchuk comes da'afka la'achar eduso she'yodea talumos. This is what it says in Iyov: Ve'omer Hashem al ha'satan ha'samta liba al'avdi Iyov ki ein kamo ba'aretz ishtam v'yashar yare aloikim v'sur me'ra. So we have the Eidus of the Idea Talumos and all the Malos, Romos of Avdi Eov, my Eved Eov, how great he is. And nevertheless, even after this Haggadus Eidus of the Bochein Libos and the Notzer Nafsho Shel Eov, the one who guards Eov's soul, even after God gives this Eidus about Eov, the Satan roars, Vulam Shlachna Yotcha V'gal Atzmo V'Besaro, see what happens when you start up with him, when you touch himself and his flesh and everything he has. You'll see what he's going to say afterwards. And this means that ben kol amidus shel hakadosh baruch hu manages olamo, the midas hamishpat is in the center. That's the ratzon of the yotzei bereishis, the seder kol hanagah, hanhaga, all of the seder hanhaga should be b'mishpat, and the mahalach of mishpat is tovea beirurim, and the inyan of beirur is to be megala the emes hanelemes v'amistateres. Beirur is to clarify the hidden truth. The metzius of the satan is chelik mehanhagas hamishpat, and therefore the koach of the satan is to be tovea beirurim. Umemela yesh biyado shel satan lilchos v'litboa es gilui ha'taluma. The satan mishpat is tovea the beirur, the gilia taluma, to reveal the secrets. And that's hanhagas hamishpat, that's the way God runs his world. And even though after God said, look at my Eved Eov, look at how wonderful he is, comes the satan and is tovea the gilui of those talumos, he says, let's have nisyonos, let's be mevarer, let's be megale. The nisayon is the beirur and gilui bevas achas. It's mevarer and it's megale, and that's the Gemara, that even in mitzvah of Chovas HaLevavos, there's still room for befall mamish of avoda muchshis v'dafka v'vodvar v'eriliyadu piresh, he's mekabel schar ko'isa mitzvah. Despite the fact that the schar is only yiras shemayim, which is mitzvah halavavos, there has to be a beirur, there has to be a gilui, because the schar only comes b'mishpat, and the mishpat requires beirur v'gilui. And when he's porish min avera bol liyadu b'kochel shiras shemayim asher belibo, he's mevar megala the yiras shemayim that's mekani belibo v'nafsho pnima, and this beirur is milui midas hamishpat and is mekayim the ratzon Hashem yizbarach. If you look into it and you want to go tif, you'll find tuv tam v'das b'inyan siluk koichoy v'reshuso shel ha'satan l'katshek b'yom ha'kippurim. Yom Kippur is yom ha'tshuva, yom ha'slicha al-yidei tshuva. And we learn that the olam ha'tshuva is misnaig al-pi edusoy shel yodea ha'ta'alumois, ve'eduso shel yodea ta'alumois is mekayim the tshuva and mechayev the slicha. In other words, in the olam atshuva, we're not mechayev the bearer and the gilui and the nisyonos. The edus of the yodea talumos is sholeit b'olam atshuva. Mimela, since Yom Kippur is Yom atshuva v'yom aslicha al yoda shel tshuva, it's a day that God forgives us through tshuva. So this has a matbea of yodea talumos uv'makom talumos. Ein lo l'satan shumashu shel achizah, this hidden place of God knowing our hidden secrets, there the satan has no hold, because the whole metzius of the satan is only b'kochem shel giluyim beirurim v'nisyonot, aval b'makom shel hester shel ta'alumot ain le satan shum makom velachen yom kippur she'ein lo koach lekatreg ha-satan begemat gashar shumat shima arba lema'et yom ha-365 yom kippur ain lo koach lekatreg ki זה יום של תעלומות והשטן פועל רק בשטח של גילוי. And this all brings us back to a mikra mefurish b'Torah. After the gilui of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that this gilui of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is krisus bris miyuchedes sheneschad shein pius maisa egel. However, there is an added element to this bris. Azoi shteitn Torah, hine anochi koret brit neged kol amcha eseh niflaot asher lo nivru b'chol haaretz u'v'chol hagoyim. I am making this covenant opposite all the nation. I'm going to do wonders that have never been created in the earth and all the nations. The Ramban writes Lekush to Demilsa. There were no osos u'movsim of shinui teva yoser gedolim than there were before these Diburim. And if so, what does God mean when he says, E'eseh niflaot asher lo nivru'u? What are these niflos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us? What it means is, Zok the Ramban, She'eheyeh imcha b'mufla u'b'mechuseh. I'm going to be with you in what's beyond you and what's hidden. Sosam harambam v'amban V'loy Piresh. Ramban didn't explain. V'us meint this. What does he mean? Muflav mechuse. But heim heim advarim. That's exactly what we've been saying. The bris of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is the bris of tshuva. And we're mevakesh. Slicha, the ikar taina is zechor lanu ayom brit shlosh esre. And remember this covenant of the 13 midos. V'hama mekamargish. If you're deep, if you feel it, and if you want to penetrate to the depth of this inyan, you recognize very faithfully that the focal point that was mischadesh and the bris of tshuva is the nekudas hashilton shel hanhoga al piyam shel talumos haleiv. This is the command point of the hanhoga of Talumos Halev, of leading us from the secrets of our hearts. Osa anhaga mafkia miyadea shel atviya legiluyim berurim v'nisyonos. This hanhaga that's mafkia from the tviya of tests, revelations, berurim. That's the hanhaga that's mafkia koch over reshuto shel ha-satan melekatreg, that removes the koch and the reshus of the satan to be mekatreg. And all of this is because in this bris of tshuva, everything is talui in the idea, in the edus of the yodea talumas, like the lashon of the Rambam. And now, so beautifully shine the words of the Rambam, that the avtocha miyuchedes of this bris of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is she'eye imam b'mufla v'mechusa ein lecha yoser mufla v'yoser mechusa me'asher ta'alumais halev v'avtocha zu ne'meres b'torah b'loshen shel eseh neflois. Neflois is miloshen ki yipolei mimcha dover. When something is hidden, something you don't know, that's the whole anhag of tshuva, ne'la mechusa. So how beautiful the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva goes and works with a pasuk in Torah. Ki hineh anochi koreis bris neged kol amcha es eniflos. It's going to be a nifla. There's going to be a davar mechuse umufla. And that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to look in a Torah luma slave. It doesn't have to come literally de maisa. How beautiful is that? How much it dances. So we said that the great chiddush in the bris hatshuva is that the Torah calls this bris neflois, and from the Torah of the Ramban we learn that that's the haftacha lios imam b'mufla b'mechuse, and this was explained to us because that's the haftacha to be misnaigin ba'ali tshuva b'li tviya l'beirurim v'nisyonis. Even though beirurim v'nisyonis heim ha'amudim shel midas hamishpat, These are the pillars of Mishpat. Nevertheless, not in the world of Tshuva. So the Hanhaga B'mitas Neflos is Mafkia, removes the Baal Tshuva from the Hanhaga of Tviyas Berurim Shel Midas HaMishpat. And here is hidden the Ora Nefesh Shel Pulas HaVidui. What's called Vidui B'Hilchus Tshuva is called Hoidos Baal Din B'Mishpat Bein Odom LaChaveiro. Mishpat Bein Odom LaChaveiro, the Hoidah is a Berur Gomor. When you admit it, V'Nimtza, and it emerges that when the Baal Tshuva is Misvadeh, he's Machnis himself to the Berurim HaHanhagas HaMishpat, to the revelations, the clarifications of God's way of running the world with Mishpat. And this Hachnasa is done b'machshava tchila midaito b'b'chiraso achofshis. It's done consensually, willingly. And so the Mahalach is as follows. Dafka through this, that the Baal Tshuva was mevara his chait, b'sug beirur kazeh, shegam b'mishpat shel beizn shel matu beirur shein achorav beirur. He does his vidui. He's mevarid in such a way that even in the Beis Shalmata, there's no Beirur afterwards. Dafkai Dezei, Zocha to that, and Hogat Shalmala, that's Mufka from Beirur Minisyonos. And everything is decided al Pitalumo Salev, Niflois, Bimachuse, Bimuflo, Bimachuse. Chachamim say, Asher Yarshiun Elohim Pratla Mashias Atzmo. In other words, when a person's Moide or Misvade, he himself is doing the Maise Beisdin. And that's what the Gemara means in Megillah, that a tzaddik meikaro nikra koivesh es yitzroi, and a Baal Tshuva is called dones yitzroi. Why is he called dones yitzro? Because he was misvade. So he is doing a maise based in. Look also in the Lashon of the Paitan and the Hoshanas. When he comes to be mischanin on slichi, he says, sono avoin rishi avor al pishi. He's mocked him and he says, Gilisi Bitsom Pishi. In other words, he was Misvada on Yom Kippur. That's the Vidui. Gilisi. I was Megale. That's the Pula Vidui, the Gilui. And then, Son Avon Rishi and Avor El Pishi. And now God can take our sin, can forgive us. Because when this sin goes, Minahelim Shebelev, Ela Gilui Shebepeh, then the Maimer Salachti goes out from the mouth. The Ta'aluma is Keneged the Gilui. In other words, once we've been Megale and we said our Vidui, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Salachti. And when the Paitan says that I deserve Slicha, it's because Gilisa Vitzom Pishi. I was Megala my sin. I did a Maisa Beistin. I did my Hodah, my Vidui. And Memela and Shemayim, now they go to the lave. And they say, oh, you did Tshuva? You look in your lave, you don't need in the world of Maisa anymore. That the Iker Pula Vidui is that the Misvada does a Maisa based in Ba'atzma. And that's why, together with Vidui, we have Tzidu Kadin. And they were Menaseach, the Amiras Vidui, with Va'atat Sadiq al Ko'aba Aleinu. Even though Vidui and Tzidu Kadin are two Bazundara Andra Zachar, they're two completely different things, but they wanted to give us this taste of this Vidui is Kabbalah's Gemar Din. This is the Din, the Vidui is Din. I'm being Moideh, and therefore I'm Matzdik the Din. I'm putting myself into the world of Mishpat. So Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we learn such Choshev Yisodos here. It's unbelievable, unbelievable what we learned. Vidui is a Maisa based in, Vidui is Gilui, that brings us to the world of Talumos Halev. You don't need Maisa, normally you do need Maisa. Tshuva, they're two dinim. Normally, even Avodah Shebelev has Shlemus when you come to the world of Maisa. Masha'inkein, in the world of tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the depths of your heart, to the talumas halev. And it's really a mikram of furish b'tora, neged kol amcha, senaflos. This is Bris Shloshes Reis about what's muflon, mechusa. And we're not finished yet, b'siyata d'shmaya. We're up to ois tes in the maimer. There are another five osios. So we should be zoche to finish the shir. And we should be zoche lilmodu l'lamed lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei samu tarasa b'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.